Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Very pleased to have with us, he managed to get here despite all the traffic, Davey Broom, who is the Fort Mill town manager, and traffic is a challenge right now, is it?
Yes, it is, Manning. I had a brief moment of panic trying to get over here and cross the river bridge, but thank goodness I gave myself enough time to get here. So
generally speaking, with this reconstruction of the Catawba River Bridge, has that created more issues for the traffic in Fort Mill that you can see?
It has somewhat. I will have to say and give kudos to our public safety department and our public relations department. They partnered, did a really good job partnering with our neighboring municipalities, City of Rock Hill, York County, South Carolina Department of Transportation, to come up with a good plan on how we can help divert traffic through Fort Mill and around Fort Mill to move everyone that gets off the interstate, they can move them on to another interchange north of Fort Mill.
Of course, you have an ongoing issue with Highway 160. I mean, it comes right through the middle of town. I know they're in the process of widening 160 on the other side of town towards 521. Where is that project? Is it getting there?
It is getting there. Manny, I can't speak on that fully because Mayor Savage sits on the RFATS committee and is fully engaged in that. There's been some discussion that I know there's some plans in the works to widen 160, but timeline, I would just be guessing at that now.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how they widen it coming through town of Fort Mill because there's just no place to go.
Right.
All right, so I would imagine, true or false, well, you know what, I'm off base here. This is the first time you've been on the show.
It is.
So we need to know a little bit about Davey Broom first.
Okay, well, first off, I want to thank you for allowing me to be on your program. I've listened to you before, and I'm excited about being here. I'll start by saying I'm a lifelong resident of Fort Mill. I was actually born here in Rock Hill at the old York General Hospital.
You're dating yourself.
Yes. I am married to beautiful wife Stephanie. I have two beautiful daughters, Morgan and Natalie. I have been employed with the town of Fort Mill for a little over 20 years now. My first 18 years with the town, I served as the public works director, and since that time, I've served as the town manager.
How about that? So you're homegrown. Good for you.
Yes.
So there's not a nook or cranny in Fort Mill you don't know anything about.
Pretty much.
Good for you. So it almost sounds like it's the stupidest question in the world, but your number one issue continues to be growth in Fort Mill?
It does, but when you look at the overall growth, I believe the growth is a direct result from the quality of life that we provide here, there in Fort Mill. If you look at our location, we're in close proximity to Charlotte Douglas International Airport, unlimited amenities close by. We have a very good job market in the Charlotte region, as well as Fort Mill. We have a nationally ranked school system. That draws a lot of interest to people moving into our area. I have to say we provide top quality town services to all of our citizens, from our police, police, fire, our public works department that provides all of the sanitation, curbside, street cleaning, the maintenance of all of our town properties. We've got a very good parks and recreation program. We have beautiful parks in Fort Mill, with Walter Wildlife Park being the main focal point of our park system. Simpson is amazing. I love Brown. He's been with us for well over 15 years, and he does a terrific job for us.
There's not a person in South Carolina that he doesn't know.
I have. That is true, and I can attest to that. I've been on conferences all over the state, and when someone sees Town of Fort Mill on my name tag, the first thing they say is Brown Simpson, right? So, he is Fort Mill.
He is Fort Mill. He does a great job for us during the football season, doing football games. He's quite a person. He is quite a person.
Yes.
So it's always been interesting to me that when the school district put in the impact fee that was put in place and it was approved by the York County Council, the initial response of the home builders and the realtors was that this will kill growth in Fort Mill, which most people said not true, because it was a sizable impact fee. I forgot what it was, $18,000 or $19,000 per new house.
Right.
And every new apartment, I don't know what it was, $10,000 or $12,000, something like that. Anyway, it went through all the court systems, and the school district prevailed. And during that time, homes kept being built and built and built. And the money, the impact fee, was put in an escrow account. And when the court suit was all over, there was in excess, I think, of $30 million sitting in there to go towards whatever the capital needs of the school district were. So it didn't slow Fort Mill down one bit.
That's correct. And, you know, when you look at the impact fees that the schools enacted, that was strictly for the school district.
Right.
You know, the Town of Fort Mill, that was not, that did not impact the Town of Fort Mill at all. You know, when you look at the way Fort Mill has tried to manage growth over time, our town council, they heard the feedback and have heard it for years about the growth and traffic. And, you know, they were proactive years ago when enacted items such as providing or requiring traffic impact analysis before any developments can be approved.
Right.
That has worked really well for us. They also lowered density by removing an unpopular R5 zoning designation, which allowed more density rather than less for homes.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, I had to go up to Catawba Ridge High School to do some recording, and I hadn't been on that road in quite some time, and I was just stunned by the amount of growth. In fact, I took my wife that following weekend. I said, "You got to come with me on this Fort Mill Parkway and see everything that's up here." I mean, with school after school, development after development, and I did not even go down Dobie's Ridge Road, which I understand is even more dense down there. So I guess the question is, preserving the quality of life that you referenced in the early part of the program has got to be a challenge when you're bringing this many more people into the community and green space becomes even more of a premium.
It does, and, you know, we are very fortunate to have relationships with Anne Springs Close Greenway, who has, as we were talking before we got on the show, that's a terrific gem. It's a conservation gem in Fort Mill that we are very happy to be good in a good relationship with them. They provide a lot of green space for that. Town of Fort Mill also offers our parks, and As town council reviews developments in the past, they've taken or directed staff to take the opportunity to try to work through development agreements that provide green space, trail systems, future parks. We have one now, our Banks Athletic Park, that has just began construction, under construction the last few weeks, off of Banks Street or Banks Road in the Waterside neighborhood.
Wow.
It's 25 acres. It's going to house four ball fields, a playground area with basketball court, a playground area with some inclusive playground elements, a covered shelter. We've got a scoring tower, a standalone restroom. So it's going to house over 300 parking spaces. So it's going to be a beautiful park once it's completed. We expect it to be completed by mid-2022.
Yep.
So, you know, that's when council looks at all of the development requests, they take all of that into consideration before making determinations on whether they're a right fit for Fort Mill or not.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Davie Bridge Corridor. Just recently, council voted down a development based on the traffic impact analysis, that road was already in a failing condition. And it just didn't fit right with Fort Mill and what we're looking for with the adding more traffic and congestion to that particular roadway.
And it was interesting, sitting right where you are yesterday, we had John Gordon on, who is the chief operating officer for the Greenway. And what an incredible gift that was from the Close family to the town of Fort Mill, because I think it's fair to say, if you didn't have that buffer of 2,000 plus acres between you and that suburb to the north, as I call it, you might, Fort Mill might end up being just like Pineville, just totally swallowed up by Charlotte.
Yes, and we're very fortunate that the Springs Close family they've been in, looked out for Fort Mill for over a century.
Yeah, for sure.
And so Miss Close, I can remember as a boy, she was a, she was always promoting exercise. I would see her jogging every morning as my, mom would take me to school. And and so she's been big into the Leroy Springs Recreation Complex. I think she still works out as much as possible. I don't want to speak for her, but I used to see her all the time when I would work out there. So we're very grateful for the Springs Close family and the donations, not only the Ann Springs Close Greenway, but they actually donated the Walter Wildlife Park to the town of Fort Mill. And that's been a huge success for us.
Sure.
We're adding to it now with upgrades.
And also, they partnered with the town of Fort Mill and the Upper Palmetto YMCA on the Leroy Springs recreational complex over there, turned it over to the operations over to the Y. The school district stepped in and built the swimming facility, and the town was right there with them to make all this stuff work.
That's right. The property was donated to the town, and the town did work in conjunction with the Fort Mill School District and the YMCA. It was, that's good partnerships and good relationships. And we are very proud of that property and that site. We're getting ready to put out a bid for renovating the tennis courts, the tennis facility, and add restrooms, outdoor restrooms that were not available before. So we're excited what the potential of what that site could provide for us in the future.
So with all this going on, we talked about this briefly before we went on the air. What was it, a year ago? Maybe 2 years ago now. There was a large, large land transaction when the Spratt family sold their property, which I think was about 1,600 acres, probably the biggest chunk outside of the Greenway itself. And it was sold to a private developer. But it was, prior to that, I believe it was annexed into the town of Fort Mill.
That's correct.
So that it became subject to whatever your planning requirements were. And I think most people think that's just going to be all rooftops, but that's not exactly the case.
That's correct. It will have rooftops, but during that development agreement, or the development of the development agreement, discussions that took place, the town has acquired over 60 acres of property in that development for green space purposes. We acquired 8 acres right around the Spratt Family Cemetery, and we own that, and then I think we own just shy of 60 acres of field space down near the Catawba River. We actually have access to the Catawba River, and as the development moves that direction and we were able to get in there and start planning and determining the extent of the park, we anticipate that being a huge benefit for the town, for the quality of life again, for our citizens having access to the Catawba there.
You're going to have to help me with this, because I couldn't tell you where this 1,700 acres was to save my life. I have no idea what it is. But the road system, in terms of how you get to this piece of property, in and out, is that going to be on existing roads? That obviously is going to create some more challenges with traffic.
Well, it's, again, they the developer had to go through their traffic impact analysis and provide any upgrades to the roadways to make sure they can move the traffic in and out of this neighborhood. But this is along the Fort Mill Parkway and Spratt Street, which there is an interchange getting ready to begin an update and an upgrade to that interchange at Spratt and Fort Mill Parkway. It's supposed to start in June, right after the bridge construction is completed. So that should help move the traffic through Fort Mill from the Parkway to 21 a little easier than it is at currently.
Is that a Penney's project, or is that just the DOT doing something?
I think it's a Penney's project, but I'm not. Don't quote me on that.
All right. Well, when that's built out, when the Spratt property is built out, do you remember how many additional rooftops that will be?
Well, I think it started. I think it started at around 2,800, but it's been lowered. I've heard I think the most recent is might be 1,800 homes, 16 to 1,800 homes. Okay. Again, that's just from recollection. I may be off on the exact numbers, but it started off much higher than the actual number of homes that they're going to put in there ended up being.
Okay, one more growth question for you, then we'll get on to something else. Kingsley has been very, very popular.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful mecca of restaurants and corporate headquarters. And I said yesterday to John Gordon, I can remember so clearly when the dedication of LPL for their building, the president said the reason we're here is because that Ann Springs Closed Greenway and Fort Mill Schools and all this kind of stuff. But Kingsley is kind of growing north, and then where the Knight Stadium used to be, that Lincoln Harris project, is kind of going south. And in 15 or 20 years, those two are probably going to come pretty close to each other. And the new job estimates for that corridor are incredible, as high as 40 to 50,000 new jobs with anything that's going to come in there. So you as a town manager and your planners, you all kind of looking at this puzzle and trying to figure out how best to make this thing happen?
Yeah, I think, you know, we definitely are, but you've got to, you know, right now we're looking at what we can, what we work with inside the town limits of Fort Mill. So Kingsley is located inside the town limits. I think some of these other areas may be located outside the town limits. I'm not sure what the future plans are for those, but yes, we're always looking at, you know, into the future with our 10-year plan. But it's awfully exciting to realize or think that we're going to have that type of job market in the Fort Mill area.
Yeah.
That's going to add to the quality of life, in my opinion. I've certainly live a mile from work. For me, I consider that a quality of life element. I used to work for Duke Energy and worked off of W.T. Harris Boulevard. So I was driving 45 minutes one way each day.
Yeah.
I did that for about 8 years. So it's working in Fort Mill, living in Fort Mill and working close to your home. A huge benefit if that's...
Well, if we can get more people to work in Fort Mill and here in Rock Hill, that'll take pressure off I-77. Which is a challenge right now. And you can't widen it anymore because you've taken all the dirt that you could take. Anyway, very interesting project. And I'm sure if I were a developer, I'd probably at some point, you know, for the Lincoln Harris people, be talking to the town of Fort Mill about we may need to annex in so we can get the water and sewer services we need. Anyway, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, as everybody knows, we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. We've already broken in Davey Broom on the side. Tell him what he needs to do now. At the count of three, we're going to say it together. How do we do it? One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, 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 garden. You got it. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
These days, there are plenty of ways to stay connected to the internet. Laptops, phones, tablets, games, you name it. But the more devices you use in your home, the tougher it is to get a strong, consistent Wi-Fi signal. Comporium's premium Wi-Fi kit adds multiple Wi-Fi access points throughout your home, eliminating dead zones and interference, while spreading your signal more evenly so you can enjoy a better online experience. Right now, get our premium Wi-Fi for only $9.99 per month. Premium Wi-Fi from Comporium. Connect your whole home.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Wow, have things changed over the last year. This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation, but we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning, and also give us time to prepare for the week to come. But we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, but remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at andersongriggs.com.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Davey Broom is with us today. He is the Fort Mill town manager, a job he's had for a couple of years, but he's worked with the town of Fort Mill for almost 20 years. Long time. Good for you. So I said this morning on Palmetto Mornings, I think with the announcement yesterday by the CDC that we can kind of ditch these masks if we had our shots, that I was going to put a burn barrel out in front of Broadcast House, have everybody come and throw their mask in there and burn them. I'm sure you'd like to join in that celebration.
Absolutely.
But how has this COVID thing impacted what you do day to day in Fort Mill?
Well, you know, I will say it was when COVID hit over a year ago, it turned our world upside down, really, especially in the municipal world when we work off of fiscal budgets. So when we were going through our budget and building it for the 2020-2021 year, we didn't have any idea what the full impact that COVID was going to have on our local economy, state economy, and even national economy. Right. So we took the conservative approach and budgeted really conservative, and took the wait and see and give it a few months to determine if we can see how the direction that it's moving in. Town Council had requested, they were on board with that process, and actually requested that staff do a mid-year review, which we just recently completed. Thank goodness what we found in that review is that our projections were really low. Our budget is healthy, and it's to the point where we could actually go back, and council has amended our budget and provided items that were left out of the budget in September for the October 1 timeframe. They've been added back in now, so as we've had some sorely needed staffing positions that we're able to add to the budget now and start advertising for.
Is your fiscal year October 1 through September 30th?
Okay.
October
1.
Interesting.
Yes.
Now, I don't know. You have to tell me. Do you all have a hospitality tax in Fort Mill?
Yes, we have an H tax.
I would imagine you saw some impact there.
There was some impact. I will say it wasn't as great as I expected. Yeah. The citizens of Fort Mill really got out and supported our local businesses and restaurants. I couldn't be prouder of that, because now when we also have an accommodations tax, state accommodations tax, and that was hugely different in the amount that was collected, because no one was traveling. But for the hospitality tax, our businesses, the County of Fort Mill, did what we could to help promote our businesses. We provided signage for them for curbside collection. We did everything we could to try to help them succeed during that time.
People wanted to get out. They just wanted to get out.
Yes.
And you're right. Seen it happen in a number of different places. Okay. So COVID was COVID, and it's just kind of like Rock Hill. I mean, Rock Hill has done very well during the COVID experience. They battered down the hatches, but when it was all said and done, things turned out pretty well. Your budget in Fort Mill is about what, rough numbers?
Our general fund budget's $23.8
million. $23.8 million. And you told me beforehand.
It's about 240, I think it's like 244 full-time employees.
Amazing.
Yes.
Okay, with all of that's going on, the town of Fort Mill buys its water from the city of Rock Hill, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. But you have your own wastewater treatment facility.
We do.
Tell me about, you've got an upgrade going on now?
We do. We're actually in the midst of an upgrade. It was, we obviously have to work closely with DHEC, and it was a required upgrade that we got out in front of years in advance. We've got grant funding for a good portion of that project. So right now we're upgrading it to, I think, 4.5 million gallons per day operation, which keeps us well ahead of the curve when it comes to new homes, new businesses in Fort Mill.
Right. So this project is roughly how much in scope, dollar-wise?
I think it's a little over $44
million. $44 million, and the grants helped you out how much?
Manning, I don't have that, and I'm guessing at that number. I knew it a while back, but I would be guessing at it now.
Not a big deal. Well, what else is going on in Fort Mill that we have missed?
I will say that I was touched on it briefly. We got some exciting projects going on in Fort Mill with our upgrades to our Walter Wildlife Park. We're building an amphitheater. Yes, and we're excited about it. We anticipate it being completed by the fourth quarter of this year. So around the September time frame is what we're looking at. We have for that park we've added restrooms, which we did not have before. We've added adult swings around the perimeter of the park. If you get a chance to go out, any swing you sit in, you got a beautiful view of the park.
And it is a beautiful park, isn't it? Doubt about that. It's a great park, and you'll be glad to get back to the Strawberry Festival next year.
Yes, I mean, 2020 was a challenge. We did our Strawberry Festival all virtually. Yeah. This year, we were able to provide some in-person events.
Well, Davey, thank you for being on the show today. Appreciate the update on all that's going on in Fort Mill. And keep up the good work. We'll do this again sooner rather than later.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to it.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Fresh subs and salads all week long, Monday through Saturday these days, here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. The magical way we do it is right here in this big formula that we're going to say out loud at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice,
slice, slice.
Garden, 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 garden.
Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio Monday. Bye.